Imagine you are looking to hire a new manager into your team, and you come across a CV that says, "I will require reassurance at each step of the task, and once that task is completed, I will need to be thanked and complimented." How likely would you be to employ them? But what if they also added, "I will be unfailingly supportive and unstintingly nurturing of all the junior members of the department"? This person typifies the two sides of the needy brain: a real requirement for support combined with an enhanced capacity for nurture. The needy brain is shaped between the ages of 0 and 2, when we are totally dependent on another person for our essential well-being. As a baby, our needs are relatively simple: food, warmth, parental presence. And not being able to talk, we expect others to interpret these telepathically. But as we grow up, our needs become increasingly complex and diverse, and we begin to learn to take on more responsibility for communicating this. Part of this involves a requirement for adult approval. Think of a child drawing a picture of a tractor and needing someone to see it and approve what they've done, even though it may be wholly uninterpretable. As we grow up, this inherent need for acknowledgement increases, but at the same time, we also begin to realize that these needs are not always met with instant gratification, and there is an increasing time lag between demand and supply as work, household chores, and other priorities intervene. The needy brain is associated with a degree of self-awareness and control, which varies from day to day, fluctuating, for example, with levels of tiredness or stress. Where it is balanced, we can usually look at ourselves and think, "Yep, that's good enough today," or, "That wasn't the greatest, I'll need to work on it tomorrow." But on a difficult day, we might choose to seek reassurance from others. We ask for help when we feel ourselves in a disaster zone, or when we are genuinely unsure whether we have made a good decision. But the over-needy brain always requires approval. What do you reckon? Is it good? Not a request for constructive criticism, but for stroking. Neediness tendencies are intertwined with an enormous capacity for nurturing and support of others. Children learn and develop by copying the example of the adults around them. They observe how adults nurture and meet their needs, and so they learn to do likewise. The child, for example, who lines all their teddies up to feed them at a tea party, the child who gently puts their doll to bed with a lullaby. In time, they practice their nurturing traits, perhaps a little over-exuberantly, on younger siblings or pets. We find that over-representation of the one trait is linked with strength in the other. Neediness and nurture go hand in hand.